Hello there, my name's Gary Sims and this is Gary Explains. So Google has just announced its new smartphones for 2022. That's the Google Pixel 7 and the Google Pixel 7 Pro. And inside of these is Google's latest SoC, system on a chip, and this is the Google Tensor G2 Generation 2. So the question is, how much better? How is it different from Generation 1? Well, if you want to find out more, please let me explain. Now, Google always announce their smartphones in a different cadence to, for example, Samsung, OnePlus and so on. So they come much later in the year, but they still generally tend to use the technology that was used earlier in the year by Samsung, OnePlus and so on. And that often meant that the Google offering seemed to be old even before it first came out. So last year when we had the Pixel phone announced and we had the Google Tensor announced, it was using the Cortex X1 when we knew that immediately, in just a couple of months' time, new phones would be coming out with the Cortex X2. Now, the way they differentiated themselves last year is that the Google Tensor had two Cortex X1 CPUs in it, very different to what the competition were offering with just one Cortex X1. So this year, following the normal pattern, we would have expected Google to release the latest processor with two Cortex X2 processors in it. But they didn't. They didn't do that at all. In fact, what they did is they released the Google Tensor Generation 2 still uses the Cortex X1 CPU core. Still two of them and now slightly clocked at a fraction of a higher clock speed. So this is quite a bold move by Google because they're obviously not playing the performance and CPU spec game. They're definitely going along the line of, this is about neural networks, this is about machine learning, this is about object recognition, all the photo stuff, this is where we're aiming, and you need a CPU to run all that stuff, but it doesn't have to be the Cortex X3, which is what we're expecting to see in just a few months' time. So we've got two Cortex X1 cores, and then to supplement those, we've got two Cortex A78 cores. Now, the previous generation had two Cortex A76 cores, so definitely an upgrade there. So what does that mean? That really means that in terms of single-threaded performance, we're going to see the same scores, basically tiny, tiny different because it's at a higher clock speed. But we will see an improvement in the multi-core scores because now you've got those Cortex A78 cores. And backing it all up, you've got four power efficiency cores. That's still the Cortex A55 running at 1.8 gigahertz. Now again, to put that into some context, we're expecting Cortex X3 in next year's phones, and already this year's phones from Samsung, OnePlus and whoever have already got the latest generation of ARM series. That's the Cortex X2 and then of course the A710 and the A510. So even in the power efficiency cores, Google are remaining a generation behind, and in the middle CPUs, they're generations behind, and in the top end CPUs, they're generations behind. So clearly, Google are saying, no, we're not going to play the spec race, we're not going to play the CPU performance game, we're just going to, we reckon that it's a user experience thing, and everything that we give you with that TPU, with that neural engine stuff, with all the great machine learning stuff that can happen on the device, that's the benefit to the user. Interestingly though, having said that, in terms of the GPU department, Google have opted for the G710. So that's the latest generation that's available right now. We're expecting, of course, the next generation in the smartphones coming in the next few months. But they've gone for the G710 GPU, but they've gone for a 7-core version. Now in the previous device, the G78 with 20 cores, and now they've gone with the G710 with 7 cores. Now for example, the Dimensity 9000 from MediaTek had the G710 with 10 cores in it. So again, it's not bleeding edge leading GPU performance, but it's an upgrade from what you had last year in terms of the architecture, but they've gone with quite a small core count. My guess is that there's going to be about exactly the same GPU performance as there was in the last Google Tensor. Maybe a bit better. Some people are saying maybe a bit lower, but it's in that ballpark. It's not going to be a significant upgrade. If anything, it's just keeping their head above water, staying in that same place, going from the 20-core G78 to the 7-core G710. What else do we know about the chip? Well, we know it's got the same 4 megabytes of L3 cache, the same 8 megabytes of system level cache. And so when you look at it from that point of view, it seems to be a very, very similar kind of offering in terms of traditional computing. However, of course, there are some big differences when it comes to the next generation of TPU that Google have included.
Thanks to our combination of foundational technologies, AI, Android, and Google Tensor. With Tensor G2, our phones and tablets can do so much more. And we've added a next generation on-device TPU, which keeps up with our rapidly evolving machine learning research.
So now, machine learning runs up to 60% faster and up to 20% more efficiently on Pixel 7 and 7 Pro. Tensor G2's design also helps lower the power consumption for everyday phone activities, like recording videos, streaming music, speech recognition, and translating conversations. And Tensor G2 makes your smartphone smarter, enabling all kinds of technological breakthroughs and magically helpful experiences.
Google is also keen to underline the security benefits of the G2 with lots and lots of security features, including that M2 Titan security chip. So again, offering many, many years of software updates and kind of the hardware to support the software in terms of securing your digital life on the new Pixel phone. Okay, so there you have it, the new processor from Google. What do you think? Good, bad? Doesn't really matter. You're more interested in the neural network stuff. Tell me in the comments below. If you like this video, please consider giving it a thumbs up. And if you like these types of videos, why not stick around by subscribing to the channel? Don't forget, you can follow me on Twitter at Gary Explains. And I also have a monthly newsletter. Go over to GaryExplains.com, type in your email address, no spam, but you will get the newsletter. Okay, that's it. I'll see you in the next one.